May 28th, 2018, Memorial Day. Once again, I, Maureen, see the great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am the Father of all generations. In your nation today, you commemorate those deceased with honor. I have come to encourage your efforts, but also to ask you to add many prayers for the deceased. So often, people are presumed to be in heaven, when in reality, they had many faults on their souls to atone for. Perhaps they were self-righteous. Maybe they did not forgive someone in the past. It could be they were judgmental, which is a sister to being self-righteous. No one can enter paradise with even the smallest blemish of sin on their soul. This is why I created purgatory. It is a sea of my mercy which washes away any stain of sin on the soul at the moment of his death. I cannot describe to you what purgatory is like. It is different for each soul. The greatest suffering for every soul, however, is separation from my Son, whom they meet at their judgment. The souls detained in purgatory cannot help themselves. You must pray and sacrifice for them. As time in the sea of purification moves on, the soul moves closer to the gate of heaven. When the soul has no blemish to stand between himself and my Son, he is joyfully admitted to paradise. Never presume any deceased member of your acquaintance is automatically admitted to heaven. Be fastidious in your prayer efforts for them. A note is given to read 2 Maccabees chapter 12, 43 through 45. He also took up a collection, man by man, to the amount of 2,000 drachmas of silver, and sent it to Jerusalem to provide for a sin offering. In doing this, he acted very well and honorably, taking account of the resurrection. For if he were not expecting those who had fallen would rise again, it would have been superfluous and foolish to pray for the dead. But if he was looking to the splendid reward that is laid up for those who fall asleep in godliness, it was a holy and pious thought. Therefore he made atonement for the dead, that they might be delivered from their sin. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.